not go back against the wall. Now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Boom. Everybody step, but we let it go. Come on. You know what I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, EJ. Now keep it raining, you're paying attention. Listen, we the BL, okay, okay, EJ. Nobody's seeing me, they told me it's my pain. It's so some love will be living under the logo. Right. Stop the hate, I ain't playing, homie, it's time to grow. Fuckin' with my money, yo, you don't wanna hear it, bro. I understand that, work hard and it pays more. Cause I've been sitting and writing since 94. That's right, since 94, I wanted more, I need more. I need that. Fuckin' with my art, you be ducking, dodging my dog. Now clap with me, they hating, so clap with me. I'm boogie down to the heart, peace up to the city. Just up to the riders, cocaine suppliers. Rubber bands, duffel bag, black card grinders. No class flyers, just me in the C-class, tags like flyers. Mean the way it came, same color as my sidekick. So grown up, keep the factory on tires, man. When I'm reppin', sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. You smell that? Didn't mow any wine. Something about the cream got me going out of my mind. How can I ever grow, yo, if I don't even try? I don't even lie, you can't read between the lines. I'm a beat, no slice, no craving the whole pie. Let them have it, the click clackin', how we be fine. I'm blowing up, someone stepped on a landmine. Getting better every time. I'm loving the rap, you hear it when I rhyme. No need to get bent out of shape, you'll be fine. Before you get bent out of shape, I mean literally. You remind me of cake, evidently you're sweet. That nigga's pushing up weights, but you're yours to me. See the heat is backed up, love to make it skate. You know what I'm rapping, sit down and learn your lesson. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. I told you we raining, homie, now pay attention. We the BL, okay, okay, you say. Back against the wall, now we won't fall. Yes, yes, y'all. Whoa. Money coming in, homie, watch that fall. Black goat, we ain't playing no more. Look, we want it all. Boom. We from the bottom to the top, here we go. Boom. And if you're riding and you're real, come wrong. Boom. They in the park ballers, but we all grown. Everybody strapped, but we let it go.
What's good and good, y'all? This is your girl, Miss Pika. You're tuned into BOE for the pages of the airwaves. And we're going to get it on the popping as we always do. Appreciate you rocking with your girl tonight. Now let's get this show started. So you know that our girl, Simone Biles, pulled out of the Olympics. And she was number one on the list with a gold medal. But you know, you got to take care of your mental. You got to take care of your mental. Your mental health is everything. So ESPN has an article where it says Olympic gymnastics with no Simone Biles, who wins the all-around title. So Suni Lee is in third place. And I think it's a girl from Brazil that's in second place. And their scores are not far up. Suni and the girl from Brazil's numbers are not far from each other. So Suni Lee could take it and get gold. But Simone Biles is the most decorated gymnast and that's been in the Olympics. And it takes a toll on you. It does. That's why you got to protect your mental. So I'm going to read this article from ESPN. It says, Sunisia Lee, Jade Carey, Rebecca Andrade, Angelina Melnikova with the news that Simone Biles has withdrawn from Thursday's all-around competition at Tokyo Olympics. These are some of the names to keep an eye on. Looking for a nail-biting, couch-clutching competition? Well, you're in luck. This is shaping up to be exactly that. Here's what to know. Who will compete instead of Simone Biles? With top qualifier and defending Olympic champion Biles out, U.S. gymnast Jade Carey now gets the nod. Carey placed ninth out of the field of 80 in the all-around and qualifications. But because of the much-despised two-per country rule, she really did not advance the final. With Biles out, Carey becomes the second American behind Lee. The field of 24 gymnasts is made up of the top scores from preliminaries with that max of two gymnasts from any one country. Oh, okay. So only two gymnasts from whatever, all the countries. So it says, who is Jade Carey? Glad you asked. She is an extremely talented gymnast who qualified as an individual to compete in Tokyo. So you didn't see her in the team final. She has often been considered a vault and floor specialist, but has peaked just at the right time for these games, putting up an impressive score on bars, 14.133, in addition to her vault and floor scores in qualifications, and finishing, as mentioned earlier, ninth in the standings. Her best events, however, are definitely vault and floor. On floor, she has garnered buzz by attempting to triple twist double layout. In training for the U.S. Nationals, she has not competed in during the Olympics, but if she does, it would be named the carry and rated as more difficult than any other skill in the gymnastics code of points. So whatever move she does, if she does that move, it'll be named after her. And then anybody who does it after her will be doing the carry. Okay. That's dope. They have a gymnastic move named after you. But let me finish. It says, and then it says, should I be watching Sunisa Lee? Yes, in fact, do not take your eyes off any of her routines. Lee qualified in third and was always a medal contender. But she now is a gold medal contender. She is absolutely world-class on uneven bars, where she put up a stunning 15.400 in team finals under immense pressure. Her opening release combination on bars, if she connects all, is simply unfathomable for most gymnasts. It's hard to find the right superlative to describe how difficult it is, and her score there gives her a big boost in the all-around competition. She is also the first Hmong American to make the U.S. Olympic team, and she has an incredibly close relationship with her dad, who became paralyzed in an accident in 2019 and is unable to be in Tokyo due to COVID restrictions. Then it says, how does the competition format work? It says all gymnasts will compete on all four events, vault, bars, beam, and floor. The scores from qualifications are erased, so the highest total Thursday is the winner. Simple, right? Well, not really because of this. Okay, who will win? The top four gymnasts who will be competing on Thursday often is within 3/10 of a point of each other in qualification. This is an Olympic final, any of them can win. So Lee is a lead contender, as is Brazil's Rebeca Andrade, who surprised many by finishing second to Biles in qualifying. She earned a 15.400 for her Shang vault and is equally powerful on floor, where she does a sky-high full-force double layout in her second tumbling pass. But don't forget the Russian Olympic Committee team, Angelina Melnikova. And I can't say the first name, Vladislava Yurazova were fourth and fifth, respectively. And the Rock Gymnastics has been, that's the Russian, has been on fire in Tokyo. Their bar routines are especially stellar, and they have high-level difficulty across the board. While they finished a little out of that top group in prelims, Belgium's Nina Dewey, two-time world champion on bars, China's the 2019 World All-Around Silver Medalist, and France's Melanie De Jesus Dos Santos, European champion on beam, could also sneak onto the podium if things go their way. So, and we know why Simone backed out. Mental reasons. You understand what I'm saying? Mental reasons why Simone Biles backed out. And like I said, as I stated before I read the article, you got to protect your mental. If your mental health ain't good, you ain't going to be good at all. And the something I want to share with y'all is a video from TikTok where a guy, I don't know if he was doing his podcast, and he was talking about Simone Biles and had the nerve to call our beloved Simone a sociopath. And I'm going to pull up that audio and share it with y'all. I'm going to pull up that audio and share it with y'all. I'm sorry, I gotta go. I have to get to my TikTok. So I'm going to pull up the video. Let me find it. And if you are on TikTok, you can find me as Road to Stardom. let's see here. Okay. Yeah, the dude calls Simone Biles a selfish sociopath. Because she was, I guess, because she was number one and then she backs out. But that doesn't make her so, she's protecting her mental. Just like Naomi Osaka was doing when she backed out of some of her tournaments. protecting her mental. And y'all was mad at her going after her because she didn't want to talk to press. I'm here to do my job as an athlete, is playing this tournament, win the tournament if I can. I don't get paid to talk to the media after a tournament. That's not my job. My job is to play tennis. I did my job, played tennis, and now I'm ready to go. They were mad at her because she didn't want to talk to the press. So I'm going to play the video soundbite because you ain't going to be able to see it. But if you are on TikTok, the video I'm about to play for you is on, I'll tell you whose page it is. Okay, give me 1 minute. It's on the Savage Lokius page on TikTok. But I'm going to read you the caption or the title. It says, Charlie Kirk, fueled by a compulsion to have a take on everything, call Simone Biles a selfish sociopath. Now, I don't know if this person's name is Aiden or Adriana, who wrote this article or whatever. And I'm going to play the video.
So Charlie Kirk here has decided to take to his podcast and call Simone Biles a selfish sociopath and weak for her withdrawal from the Olympics for mental health reasons. Let's take a look at what the mediocre white boy had to say.
So Simone Biles, who's obviously a very talented gymnast, decided not to compete in the gold medal competition. Now, she probably could have just competed and just kind of checked the boxes and they would have got a gold medal. Simone Biles says, this Olympic Games, I wanted to be for myself when I came in, and I felt like I was still doing it for other people, as she cried after the team event on Tuesday. So it hurts my heart because doing what I love has been kind of taken away from me to please other people. Yeah, that's the point, Simone Biles. You're representing your nation, you're selfish sociopath. You kidding me? Today it's like, you know what? I'm not going to do something stupid and get hurt. It's just not worth it. Especially when you have like three amazing athletes that can step up to the plate and do it. Do you know who has the gold medal? Russia. I have to go look at these 4'11" Russian Olympians chewing on their gold medals, smirking at the Americans. I'm not okay with that. But
now, before we go any further, let me stop you right there, Kirk. Because Simone Biles is not just a talented gymnast. She's actually the most decorated gymnast ever. Now, what else were you saying?
We are raising a generation of weak people like Simone Biles.
Did your built like a Pillsbury Doughboy ass put weak and Simone Biles in the same sentence? Would that weakness be reflected in how she overcame childhood hunger and sexual abuse to become the world's greatest gymnast? Oh, you're talking about the weakness she displayed when she came forth and joined hundreds of other young girls to talk about how they were sexually abused by the Olympic doctor, Larry Nassar. Oh, you're talking about the weakness she displays by being too good at her sport that she has to be penalized so other people can catch up. Side note, because I don't know why you bigots can't pick up a book and read about the words you are trying to use, like antisocial personality type or sociopath. You will find that you fit more of the criteria than Simone Biles ever will. See, the thing, Charlie Kirk, is your whole mentality is not new. White people have expected black people to perform for their entertainment no matter what the cost has been to them. But be on notice. Dear mediocre white people, black excellence will no longer be accepting constructive criticism from you when you have constructed nothing. Have a nice day.
So, and I, you know, but I hate when people spew out words that they know they don't know the meaning to. Do you know what the meaning of sociopath is? Because if you did, you wouldn't use it to describe Simone Biles. You know what I'm saying? He only said he's using words like sociopath to boost viewership. Because you know when you're on, I don't know if his podcast is on YouTube or not, but you know when you're on YouTube, if you title your show something that will attract people's attention and they watch, you're going to get a lot of views. And calling Simone Biles a sociopath is going to get him a lot of views from a lot of white people. We as black people are probably going to look at it and then say, we're going to look at it so we can defend her. No, it's crazy. People do anything to get noticed. Because I don't even know who the hell Charlie Kirk is. Never heard of his podcast or whatever. See, and now this gives me to my next thing. People do things for clout. You remember back in the day, used to say, why you dick riding, meaning, but now they say clout. That's what dick riding is. You know what? You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what it is. You putting other people's names in your mouth to get clicks. Get clicks and views. And like I said, doesn't matter who you are, you need to protect your mental. Because if she don't protect her mental, she's going to have a mental breakdown and probably go into a deep depression. We don't want our girl Simone to go into no deep depression. What else did I want to share with y'all? There was another video from TikTok that I wanted to share with y'all. And let me come out of here. So, in this video, dude persists to say that if you are black and living in America, you're not African-American, you're American. Then he says, but if you're African and you move to the United States, then you're African-American. Then he persists to say, oh, I'm white, I'm American. And then he says, no one's oppressed. Well, I'm going to just play the sound bite. And then I'll give my opinion on it. And here we go.
How's it going? Listen, if you're black and you were born in America, you're not African-American. You're just American. If you were born in Africa and you become an American citizen, well, then you're African-American. That's how that works. Now, I'm Irish and I'm proud of my heritage, but I was born here in America. I'm an American. Also, there's no such thing as white privilege. If you were born in the United States of America, you're already privileged. The very day you are born here, you are born free. You have the freedom to pick what religion you want to be. You can be openly gay. You can burn the American flag and tear down monuments and not be shot down in the middle of the street like dogs with fully automatic rifles by your government. Welcome to America. Land of the free, home of the brave. Nobody's oppressed. You're just making that bullshit up. How's it going? Listen, if you're
black. So, he said there's no such thing as white privilege. I'm trying to say we're all equal, no one's oppressed. That's a damn lie. Everything he says is a damn lie. Yeah, I get it. I said, oh, excuse me, y'all. I just caught the yawns. Okay. So, years back, when we were doing Six and Road, my homeboy Jimmy said something that pissed me off. And I said, there I go yawning again. Oh, boy. Can't mean for that to happen. But I said to him, I said, I'm not African-American. I said, I'm an African living in America. And I kept, when he kept pissing me off, I kept repeating myself. He's like, no, you're African-American. I was like, no, I'm an African living in America. And that's truly what it is. Like homeboy said in the video, if you from Africa and you become an American citizen, you're African American. No, it doesn't. There go another yawn again. Sorry about that, y'all. If I'm African and I become an American citizen, it does not make me African-American. All it is that I'm an African living in America. And I have dual citizenship that I can go back and forth from Africa to America with no problem. But that doesn't make me an African-American because I'm an African who decided to become an American citizen. No, I'm just an African. Oh my gosh, I keep yawning. This ain't gonna be good. This ain't gonna be good for the show if I keep yawning. I ain't gonna be able to talk to y'all because every 5 minutes I'll probably be yawning. But yeah. So, there is a such thing as white privilege, because white privilege happens every day. Yep. And how I know that white privilege happens every day is that I watched the video. Lady and a man got into a car accident. So you know when you get into a car accident, you know, you call the police, they come, take a report. I'm sorry, y'all. Another yawn just came out of me. You know, you take the report and you exchange insurance information, and what was for it is that the insurance paid for it. So when the cops came to the scene, the white female cop was taking the guy who caused the accident inside and gonna tell the lady whose car it was he hit that the front of her car is messed up, so that could have been there before. She says she saw what happened. Right, it happened in the parking lot. But the officer says she saw what happened from a distance. There's no way in the world that if you're, let's say 100 feet away from an accident, that you can see clearly enough of who caused the accident. There's no way. There's no way if you're 50 to 100 feet away, you can accurately. So the lady's telling her, showing her where the car was hit, and that he did it. And the officer looks out the front of the car and said, but what about that right there? Point, there's no dent there, but she's pointing there to make an assumption there's a dent there. Because she's taking the man's side. So if we pretend that there's a dent in the front, then the gentleman won't be in trouble by hitting her car. So without even knowing the facts, she was taking the man's side just because he's white. See, if I was that lady, I would have had some choice words for the cop. And she probably would have had to arrest Meek. I'd be like, you know what? I see you when you want. Like, I would be ready to fight the cops. But I would, because I don't want to go to jail. See, if you have a problem with a police officer, and you want to punch them in the face, you can't do it while they're in uniform, because you can get arrested. But if you see that cop out of uniform, you can most definitely punch them in the face. If they're not in uniform and you see them, you can most definitely punch them in the face. You just can't do it while they're in uniform. And yeah, they can press charges. You're going to act like this lady caused the accident when she didn't. And she's trying to explain, and the cop didn't want to hear her. Yep, and the cop didn't want to hear her. It's a damn shame.
Oh, my God.
I think it was a TikTok, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. I saw it on Instagram. I was about to see it was. I thought it was a TikTok video for a minute. No, but I saw it on Instagram. Well, take the man's side, even though he was the one in the wrong. All because the lady car that he hit, she happened to be black. Because if that lady was white, that man would have been arrested. Would have got a ticket for causing the accident. Yep. You know, it really pisses me off. And I love it when they do the TikTok videos that say, tell me you're not racist without telling me you're racist. And then you hear the white person in the video say something out their mouth to be like, yep, they're racist. Yep. And he's like, yep, they're racist. Okay,
no,
sorry about that,
y'all.
I don't know what. So, I don't know what's going on here that video came on in the middle of the damn show. I'm trying to get rid of it, but I can't because I'm... For some reason, I'm not able to get rid of the damn video.
Hey, Max.
I do not.
Why won't let me get rid of this video?
Go ahead, man. Okay.
There we go. Somebody was playing Grand Theft Auto live on Facebook. I hate that when I'm scrolling through my Facebook and the videos, gaming videos come up. Like, just because I play games on Facebook don't mean I want to see somebody videos of people playing video games on Facebook. But what else do I want to share with y'all? I'm gonna do a quick. I'm gonna read a quick promo. I just gotta find it. I don't know if I saved it or not. I think I did. I just gotta go through. Okay. Here we go. Just a quick commercial, live commercial on Roller Sound Radio. Our radio station's banging down your door to give you airplay that you need. If the answer is no, then why not let Roller Sound play your music when they offer it's free 99 to do so? When other stations charge, marinate on that artist. Another little quick live commercial. And I posted that to Facebook on July 24th, 2017. And I'm going to elaborate on that little quick commercial I just did. You know, artists get sent my way through my boy too, Two Raps. And he tells them, yo, send her your music, she'll play your music. And they don't do it. Or if I come across an artist that say, oh, send me your music, I'll play it, and they don't do it. That's their loss, not mine. That's their loss, not mine. Because millions of people listen to this station in different countries. Just think about that. A million listeners listen to this station, and they all in different countries and states. Just think about that. Someone in Germany is hearing, if you set your music in and I'm playing it, someone in Germany is hearing your music. And if they hear me say your name, they're looking you up so they can stream your music or buy your music in some way. Because hip-hop, R&B is big in other countries. Even though they don't speak our language or understand our language, they still love hip-hop and R&B. And there are stations who do charge for it's airplay and it's an interview. And if you get spins, the DJ is only spinning you whenever they're doing the show. So if their show comes on once a week, right? Let's just say they come on every Monday. If the person only comes on the Monday, right? Let me pull up I'm gonna explain this to y'all and get my calendar so I can explain it. So let's just say I'm the DJ. I'm using myself as an example. If I only come on Mondays, right, we're at the end of July. So if I only came on Mondays, right, so the first Monday of July was the 5th. Then you got the 12th, the 19th, and the 26th. That's 4 Mondays that I then spend gym using. 4 Mondays, right? Now, they say, okay, I guess for for it to be a Monday, it has to be 30 days. That, so you figure, okay, so that's 4 in July, right? That's 4 days in July. Then we got August. There's 5 Mondays in August. So we got 4 from July, and you got 5 in August. So that's total of 9. That's a total of 9 days that your music is being played on the station. Right? But, you know, they tell you how many spins they're going to give you. Now, if you say you're going to play me for a month, that means a whole month full of spins. But like I said, if that person only comes on one day out of the week, you're not getting a lot, you're not getting a lot of spins. But, you know what I'm saying? That makes no sense. And if, even if, okay, if they charge, but if they're charging you 50 so you can come up to the station and be interviewed and they play your music at the same time, and they charge you 50 is it really worth it? You need an interview that bad on the station that you would pay the 50? Let's see, with all this on the radio, you don't need to pay me to do an interview. You don't need to pay me to get your music played. Like I said in my little commercial, it's free 99. But, you know what I'm saying? But if you want an interview, it's a donation to the station. You know what I'm saying? It's a donation to the station. And it helps keep the station going so your music can continue to get played. But a lot of y'all don't want to pay. Y'all just want to get interviewed. Y'all don't want to pay for it. Look, this is my radio station. I do what I see fit with my radio station, and you know, that's how, you know, that yawn is happening again, y'all. I guess my eyes are saying, girl, you tired. Lay your ass down. I'm sure many of y'all felt that way. That you wasn't tired, but all of a sudden, you just start yawning out of nowhere. Knowing you was never tired in the first place, you just start yawning. Yep, it's crazy. And, you know, even though this thing, you know, I'm talking to the artists, you know, a lot of y'all want to get signed so badly to a major label when you could just do what you're doing independently. And that's a good thing, not a bad thing. But if you want a label deal that bad, I would say get a distribution deal. Let the label distribute your music, but you stay independent. You understand what I'm saying? You stay independent, but let the label, you know, distribute your music. That's all. So, yeah. Stop thinking your big break is going to come. Stop thinking you're going to go viral and become a sensation like Soulja Boy did when he did Crank That. And put a dance to it. You know, it's not gonna. Well, I mean, I think it was something else I want to share with y'all. I think it was on Instagram. Oh, I'm sure she got, okay. So I wanted, okay, so this is what I want to share with y'all. Let's see. I don't know if he posted any clips from his show yesterday. Jason Lee of Hollywood Unlocked has a show on YouTube called Gagging with Jason Lee. And yesterday, he was doing his show within a show called Judge Jason, where he was getting at Ra Ali. And usually on Instagram, he usually posts clips. So let me see if I can pull it up. And I want to share with y'all what he was saying about Ra Ali. Is this it? Is this it? I don't know.
I don't care who you are. I don't give a fuck about nothing. I'm not even taking.
Okay, so that's not.
Y'all can't.
Okay, so he was in Miami, and that's what the video was talking about. That's not the clips I was looking for. But he was in Miami and ran into Rihanna. Jason Lee loves Rihanna. And I seen the video footage from Miami. Little Kim is there and some other people. I guess I'm going to, but see, I was looking for just a clip of him talking about Ra Ali, how, let's see if I find, let me see. I think there's a Gag Nation page. A gagging page or whatever. Let me see. Okay. Okay, no, that's not okay. And that's him talking about him meeting Rihanna. He didn't put the clip up of him going in on Ra Ali. So I'm going to have to do it through YouTube to play it for y'all. And if you don't know who Ra Ali is, Ra Ali was one of the castmates in Love & Hip Hop I think, second season. I'm trying to remember if it was the first season or second season that she was the castmate. Let me go to my library because I, well, let me go back to my subscription. Okay, I'm trying to. Okay, that's. Okay. I'm trying to pause. That was the music from his show. I'm trying to get to the part where he's talking about Rock Ali, so I gotta fast forward. When he's Judge Jason and he starts talking about Rai Ali. Because he had to send her the cease and desist letter. I'm trying to get to just that part. Here we go. You go back just a little bit.
You losing shit, and it's not done yet. They're going to keep on coming. They're going to keep on coming because now you attacking the brands. I was on the plane today watching the Tiger Woods story. Have y'all seen that? I'm so late. Such a good documentary about how he was basically became a product of all these brands. So on one hand, I understand the argument of not wanting to be a, you know, a slave to these brands. But when you take their money, millions and millions of dollars.
Well, that's not, this is not the part I wanted, but we're going to listen to it.
For their audience, the people who buy, their consumers. Nobody's walking down the street saying, no rational person saying, everybody in here that got AIDS, I don't want you supporting me. Are you dumb? That was the dumbest thing I ever heard. Anyway, the baby, you're going to learn, you're going to be humbled very, very, I don't know what label you're on. What label is he on? You should be ashamed. Anyway, bye. I got a surprise for you guys. You guys ready? You guys ready? Let me get my notes. Gotta get my notes. Time for Judge Jason.
I can't believe it switched video on me. This phone. Sorry about that, y'all. Let me get back to where I was in the video. Because it changed the video. Gotta go on my. There we go.
The jury even came with their. Well, I can't. I have to bring a case to the court of public opinion. Because at this point, you know, I have done my best to not be messy. I did. But unfortunately, I can no longer be behind the scenes. I have to bring it on. The person that is on trial today, Raleigh. Now, if you know who Rashid Ali is, let me know who Rashid is. Okay? The paperwork is Rashid. Oh, Rashid. Whatever. Now, receipts over here in Hollywood Unlocked. I try to let people live. I swear to God, but I'm going to slow it down right now. Please, new channel, put it on your Pornhub, put it on your, put it everywhere. I got to get into it. So last week, I broke down all of you, the relationship with me and Rashid. And I told y'all that we used to be friends. I used to really like Rashid. Okay? Now, if you don't remember, here's the video. Take a look. One day, me and Cardi were dancing at Jeremy Scott's party. The next day, the fight with Nicki Minaj. That's not it. That's not it. That's stop it. That's it. That is not it. That's not it. Nope. Do you have the video that I took school where I was using the video? So, right. Production, take all the notes. To it. Look, I can lay it out. Y'all, y'all repeat the story to us. Y'all got it? Go ahead. Instagram. Take the on-site website down because Instagram down. Because that ain't it. That ain't it. Just don't even play that. Because they got to lay the story out the way that I want it to be told. Y'all got to get the stories right. Y'all got to get the answers right. So we're going to take our time. I'm going to take our time tonight. Put the video of me and Rob a little chunkier. Take a look.
The unfiltered video. And I want to say happy birthday to my amazing.
Thank you. I don't even know what I said. It doesn't matter. As you can see, she considered me a friend. Now, a lot of you know that Rob used to hang out on our social media. So this is a case that I'm bringing against a former friend. A friend doesn't know how to be a friend to anybody. She stabbed everybody in the back, from Remy Ma to me. Anybody that she's been cool with, she has burned a bridge with them. But now she's gone ahead and she's opened it up, woke it up, because today I was in my business and got here and my attorney said that we had some paperwork. I received a cease and desist from Ali's attorney. So I said, wait a minute, let me go on and open this up and see what he said. A cleaner version because I had to take the black marks off because I got to be able to read this. Now let me tell you what I said so we can get into it because I was surprised that she would actually try to come for me. This is what the letter says. Specifically, publicly stated that the company on-site, whose Instagram I had to take down because it violates terms and conditions of backdoor verification, because you can't get verified on the store, people are sliding in, it ain't legit, how you lose your verification in reference to the on-site company site. Such a statement is unequivocally without merit. And then they went on to say, further, considering that you run a competing business, Ali, a jury could be persuaded that you engaged in this inflammatory conduct with actual malice. Well, I have the right opinions, and I want to get into it. So before we get into it, let me show you the video that they're referring to where I talked about Instagram. Get this right, please, because I am not about to go through all these asses. Go ahead, take a look. Instagram, take my website down because, I mean, Instagram down because they moved it over to the other terms and conditions, say that Raw Ali can't do it. Raw Ali, you're not a blogger. You're not a blogger. And Raw Ali, we're cool. I fuck with you for real, Raw. I fuck with you for real. You know that. And in spite of everything people say about you, Raw, you know what you. I even fed you. I think you paid for 1 meal. I paid for more than you did. All that excess food that neither one of us needed at the time because we were both thicker than Snickers. We had dinner in L.A. My friend from the cartel paid for that. So that's what you said. I got into it. You said specifically publicly urged Instagram to take on Instagram down because they looked it over to the other page in terms of conditions that Ali can't, and they can't do that. That's what the conditions say. Now, I want to explain to everybody, outside of Hollywood Unlocked, I'm also an Instagram and Facebook media partner, which means I interact with their team, and I try to make sure that the neighborhood talk and gossip in the city is verified, which the city has been verified, and neighborhood talk is going to get verified. I look out for other media outlets, other black creators, content like who are legitimate way using their platform to promote stories in the black culture, not using their platforms as a way
weaponizing against other people. Now, in here, it says that I use my platform to weaponize against Ronnie. You had an Instagram verification. That's a fact. Instagram didn't know you got it. That is a fact. Instagram took your page down and your verification. That's a fact. You then moved it over to your personal page. That's a fact. They restored your page. That's a fact. But the top people at Instagram don't know how your page got restored. That's a fact. So what I say is Instagram should use better judgment in verifying accounts that our culture believes is accurate reporting of facts. Now, I can't believe you sent me a cease and desist letter when you sent Ari Fletcher. Ari Fletcher sent you a cease and desist letter, and you chastised her. Y'all don't remember that, T? This is a photo of the cease and desist letter. This one came over from an attorney, from Ari Fletcher, to Ra'ali for posting things about her that wasn't true. Now, after she received that letter, she went on to Twitter to call Ari all types of bitches. This is what she said on Twitter. She said, not the big bad wolf running to the law. Not the bitch that tells motherfuckers she's going to beat their baby out of them calling for help. Not Miss You Better Hug Your Baby Tight Tonight calling the man for help. That's how I know you sat down with them prosecutors against Lil Herbo. Oh, and then she didn't say anything else. This is Ari's paperwork. And this is yours. What's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? The difference is, you know I'm on to you. And you know I was going to come here today with the tea. I pulled every phone I've ever owned, every phone I've ever texted you, and I pulled every motherfucking receipt. And I'm not even going to lay them all out today because I'm going to see what you're going to do, but I'm going to lay a couple of things out for you. Now, you guys remember I took a picture with Nicki Minaj. I know all the Barbs are watching. This is the picture I took with Nicki Minaj. Remember this picture? Isn't it cute? With the pretty and pink and me with the black on. But I was thicker than a... I had that shit packed in that leather suit. Okay? You know who took that picture? Zoom into the next one. Riley! Ra'ali introduced me to Nicki Minaj because Ra'ali wanted me to become friends with Nicki Minaj because Ra'ali knew that I have a big voice in the culture and I would be a benefit to Nicki Minaj. It's going to get better, y'all. Y'all ready? Hold on to your seat. Now, y'all know I'm over here running Hollywood Unlocked, one of the top three in the game. Everybody knows me from here to Nigeria. Everybody knows what I do. Everybody knows that they come here to find the true tea. Even you, Ra. Because remember when you wanted to be a correspondent for me and we couldn't figure it out? That's because you weren't a good look for my brand. I would never put you on there. You wouldn't fit in the camera. But wait a minute. Let's be very clear. Because you went right for me, you went to somebody close to me and you tried to corrupt them. No, you didn't try. You did it. Let me put up a picture of somebody that used to work for me. This is Jerozalyn. Those of you that have been around for Hollywood Unlocked for a long time, you remember Jerozalyn used to be the managing editor here at Hollywood Unlocked. Jerozalyn was an intern in New York City that I thought had it in her to become a star, so I moved her here to L.A. and I let her run my company. Brought her on my podcast. None of you liked her. Everybody used to – none of my employees liked her. Alexa, did you like her? Did you like her? Nobody here liked her, but I still let her – shit because she was a tough girl from New York City. I had her sign an NDA. I even took a picture with the girl. Put the pictures up. Now, let me go down the line here. We're showing you receipts, honey. Now, the girl to my left, Deja and Keisha, to my left, the opposite side of her, still work here. The girl right to my right, that girl works for Tasha K. The girl all the way at the end is Jerusalem. Now, these were during happy times when these beautiful black women thought working for me was the greatest thing in the world and they wanted a future here. My two of them had ulterior motives, and the other two didn't. That's why they're still here. But let's get down to Jerusalem. Jerusalem teamed up with Ra Ali behind my back. You know how I found out? Because I went in her emails and I saw all the conversations going on between the two where Ra Ali had teamed up with Jerusalem about starting her own company that they were going to partner on. All while I was paying for her. All while all my employees didn't like her, she was working with Ra. Don't believe me? I got a picture of them on her show together. Take a look. There they go. There they go. Okay, but let's go back. Guess what? Y'all can never be me. Y'all can never be me because you can never do what I do. Never do what I do. I always get accused of hating Nicki Minaj and hating on black women. But let me lay this out for you. Remember when I told you that night Cardi and Nicki got in a fight? I told this just last week. Take a look. One day, me and Cardi were dancing at Jeremy Scott's party. The next day, she was in a fight with Nicki Minaj. And Ra Ali jumped all in the middle of that because she saw that was her chance to become a big star. And I called Ra Ali, and I said, let's smooth this over. Let's put it to rest. These two women, motorsport, put that thing in. I don't even know the words, but you know, you saw the video. Them together was fire. And Cardi loved Nicki at the time. I tried to build a bridge, but that wouldn't serve Ra Ali because the only way you become a star, if you ain't got no talent, is connect with the next bitch who got the talent. Nicki got the talent. Nicki got the clout. She got the money. She got the talent. She got the looks. She's prettier than all the hoes we're talking about tonight. When the night Cardi and Nicki got in a fight, I called you, Ra, and my conversation with you is, are you with Nicki? You said, yes. I said, can you please put her on the phone? Can we get Cardi and Nicki on the phone to resolve this for hip-hop? Because where I come from is an era of the Queen Latifahs and the MC Lights and the Yo-Yos and watching women of hip-hop work together, the Little Kims. I asked you who was with her on the phone. You said, nah. But it goes back further than that. And I got the receipts, and I can put them out if you want me to. Remember when you called me before the Nicki and Cardi fight, and you had the videos of Offset walking in a hotel with a woman, and you wanted me to put it out? But I called Cardi and sent her the video, and the woman was Offset's assistant, and you were trying to build a story that Offset was cheating on Cardi. When I verified with Cardi directly that it wasn't true, you've been trying to get Cardi. You've been had a problem with Cardi, and you've been trying to prove your loyalty to Nicki by keeping the feud with Cardi going. Why? Why? Well, I didn't understand why. But the thing I think, I'll go back to the Instagram thing. The reason why I told Instagram that I don't believe that you should be verified, it's because you are using your platform to do the very thing that you said in this document that I'm doing. You don't believe me? I got a receipt of that. But before I get to that, let me show you the text message between you and Jerusalem, because people, I want you to believe that, T, honey. You think I didn't go back and pull that phone, them motherfucking records? Maybe I had my staff go pull all the receipts. Don't you lay out a receipt of mine until I tell you to lay it out. Uh-uh, no. We're going to lay it out like a casket. We're going to lay it out. We're going to lay it out like this wig is not laid right. Ooh, that's a bad one. Ooh, that thing just got tacked on there, huh? Yikes. Look, here's the text between Jerusalem and Ra. Okay, the first text. Now, let me just throw this out. So I posted this screenshot below on my Instagram, where I went after Ra and all the fake shit she be doing. So my managing editor, Jerusalem, sent this text to Ra Ali saying, any shade towards you, I don't comment on. But I will always laugh in shade towards her because she's trash, and I don't. And I told you I don't like her. She's talking about Nicki Minaj. My managing editor is having a conversation with Ra Ali about Nicki Minaj as if they have some type of relationship or live in some orbit together, which doesn't make any sense. You're my managing editor. You manage the editing of my website. You manage the relationship of my company. You're not me. Who do you think you? Who the fuck are you? Who the fuck are you? You're a girl with a bad wig at best. What the fuck? You talking to another girl? You guys should have been talking about Asian hair shops to go to and fucking discount codes for new tack-on wigs. What the fuck? Talk about some shit that can improve your lives. This is fucking disrespect. Anyway. And it's my opinion that you have bad wigs, and I can say that. I can, it's not, you can't sue me for saying you have a bad wig. All right. Now, go back to that text again, that same text, okay? Now, in the text, now Ross says, they said his post says, I beg you to post. Let me read it myself. Hang on. Now, Jerozlyn says, I didn't comment on that. She sends Jerozlyn, my employee on my dime, sends Ra Ali a text of what I said, her boss. Now, you see the treason happening, right? Go to the next text. The next text said, what? She says to Ra Ali, let me know if there's a good time to call back. Ra doesn't respond. She then says, not sure if you're busy focusing on family or just ignoring me. If it's the latter, I honestly would hate that something that really has nothing to do with me can come in between the great things we're working on. I have tried so hard to stay non-biased and out of this petty feud as possible. I worked hard behind the scenes to create a dope-ass project that would only benefit us both. My employer tagging me to a post is beyond my control. Me laughing at someone I don't like has nothing to do with you. Sorry if you took that the wrong way, but my intentions really remain where they always have been, very pure, no malice. Hopefully we get some time to talk soon and pick back up where we left off. Hold on, come to me real quick. So, Ra, you say that I was trying to undermine your business with Instagram? What the fuck were you working on with my managing editor on my payroll with my resources in my email? Well, why don't we go to the next text, okay? Put it up. You said, I apologize if you were, this was Jerozlyn saying, or whatever. Now, Ross says, I have a lot I want to say. I'm going to call you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern. I want to explain how I feel about it. And then Jerozlyn says, okay, I'll be available during working hours. 2 p.m. Eastern. Is 11 a.m. Pacific. We worked at that time. So I'm reading all these messages happening on my time that I paid for, talking to the op about what your boss said that you don't agree with, about a woman that you don't like who's her best friend. Do we have a picture of who took the picture of me and Nicki Minaj? Do we have a picture of who took the, we have a picture of who took the picture of me and Nicki Minaj? Yes, we do. Put the picture of me and Nicki Minaj up. Put the picture. Who's took the picture? Ra Ali. Now go back to that text. I'm gonna break this shit down real slow. Now, Ra never called, so a few days later she said, hey, still hoping for us to talk. I'm giving you your space and time, but I wanna know. I feel bad that I offended you. She said, yes, I'm definitely going to call. Go to the next text. Now, here's where it gets funny. Jerozlyn and Ra Ali were working on a page together called the Daily Reality Tea. This was the pre-on-site business venture that Ra Ali was going to get into with my managing editor, who was using all of my documents and relationships at the podcasting network to try to put it together for Ra Ali. So she screenshotted this and sent it to Ra and said, what is this? You and I haven't spoken about this, so I'm not sure why something I created is being managed without me. Now go to the next text. please call me when you can ASAP because we have a problem. I have all the proof that I created the name Daily Reality T, created the concept of the logo and the entire platform. You and I both signed NDAs. You weren't supposed to move forward without the other person, so I'm completely confused as to why you proceeded with something that I put all the work into creating. Action's fine. Best of luck with everything.
So you sent me a document from your fucking attorney saying that I'm trying to impede your business when you were working behind the scenes with my managing editor on my dime with my cease and desist letter that she used to start the company that you allegedly stole from her.
Allegedly.
And I'm the motherfucker who's trying to impede your business? Get the fuck out of here. You are crazy and delusional and you're a snake. Nikki, you're being played by a fool. These remedial-ass bitches ain't nothing compared to me. You out here looking dumb. You align yourself with a loser. And I'm the person that wants all of y'all to fight. Nikki, you need to call me right now. Matter of fact, Nikki, I'm going to get your number, and I'm going to text you directly from my phone. Nicki Minaj, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to text you directly from my phone to your phone. I'm going to get your number tonight. And I'm going to text you. And I'm going to get on the phone with you if you answer, because we're not doing this. We're not letting these people use you and me to make them relevant. She did this to Remy Ma. And guess what she did today? She's trying to come after Remy again, but in a way to make Nikki look good, so that way she can keep showing Nikki that her loyalty is to her. This is what she posted on site today. Now, nobody cares about this. Nobody in the world is talking about this. Not me, not the Shade Room, not Baller Alert, not Jasmine Brand, not Vibe Magazine, not the Source, not Hip Hop DX. Nobody, Double XL, nobody, World Star, nobody, TMZ, nobody's talking about this but on site. BMI reveals writer credits revealing that Nicki Minaj as a writer for Remy Ma's album Planta o Plomo. Now, there's another post. We have the other one I sent you. Push that up. Okay. So she put this up. Now, look. I text the vice president of BMI. What the fuck is this? So now we're looking to see if this is actual Photoshop or a mistake or something that goes on. Because I called Remy Ma, and she didn't know nothing about it. Hey, Remy. And as I was looking into this, I found something else that was pretty interesting because I know you started a new business and all and needed some startup money. Now, I'm not allegedly that this happened, but I saw that your husband, Owen Edwards, filed for a PPP loan. Post that. Now, we see that you're in Rome, New York, and they haven't really dispersed the $20,000 that you applied for this PPP loan, Owen Edwards. I don't even know if people knew your husband's name was Owen Edwards. Well, we know now. Well, either way, we find it interesting that your husband, Owen Edwards, has filed for the PPP loan, and I'm waiting to see what that application looks like. Can you scroll down? Can we keep it moving? What's going on here? All right? Well, what I will say, I find it very interesting that you want to be a blogger. You want to be a master of media like me, but you're sloppy leaving all these receipts around. Receipts on me, put them out, because you can't sue for true tea. You can't sue for fair use. Anything in public is fair use. I haven't even pulled all your receipts yet, dealing with what I can find in my phone and what's here in the internet. You use my email. Okay, he fucked over my managing editor. The girl was dumb enough to screen everything and email it to her personal email address from her work email. Damn. I know to use a burner account using my business documents, my podcast, my staff's paid time, my dime to build your future. That's why it's on site every time I get it. And now, Karen Civil can't respond to the allegation of the hacker. She ain't dumb. Karen Civil, like, I ain't fuck with that. Karen Civil is staying because she knows she's on the list. I'll contact you. You're absolutely right. I talked to Instagram. And guess what? Adam Mosseri,
the head of Instagram, was on the Breakfast Club today talking to Boosie. Do we have that video clip from the Breakfast Club? Okay, well, he was on the Breakfast Club today talking about Lil Boosie's verification because Lil Boosie has said he wants to buy his Instagram down. Do we have Lil Boosie? Show that. Show the one where he has Instagram being hacked. Come on, come on. Let's go. Not the other one, not the, yes.
How the hell my Instagram was took because of nudity? It was took because of fucking racism. That's why it was took. The girl who I posted on my piano, she had emojis over everything. She had emojis over everything. You took my Instagram, you took her Instagram. You gave her Instagram back in 3-4 days. You took my Instagram. Tell the truth. Tell Charlamagne the God truth. That's fucking truth. The girl I posted on my piano, she had emojis over all her body parts. You took both of our Instagrams. You gave her Instagram back. You gave her Instagram, you gave me mine back. Tell the truth. Tell the fucking truth.
Well, the truth, Boosie, is they need to keep you off the Instagram. You need to be banned for life, and this is why they should ban you. Remember when you talked about
Don't get to talking about my son. I got my son's dick sucked early. I got that bitch sucked early. Yeah, ask any one of my nephews or my son. Them they first hit. Big dog. Yeah, ask you who got the first hit. Big dog. Hey, I've been got my dick sucked. My 9-10-year-old, I showed all them how to put on rubber. Or you even start having sex out of your songs, how to put on rubber. Ain't finna get my motherfucking shit out. I'm training them boys right. Ask any of my nephew. Ask my son. Yeah. They were 12, 13. They got his. Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be.
No,
yeah.
It's not.
Hell yeah, I got my fucking son dick sucked. He's fucking right. Yeah, a grown woman. Grown, super grown. Super grown. Checked his ass out. Checked all my nephews out. Super grown. Is she grown? She checked me out. I know what the fuck she did to them. She checked me out, that bitch. I'm getting them prepared, man.
Well, who's the has issue with? The fact of the matter is some of you don't belong there. And all of us that do what we do in the media, same with YouTube, you know, there's a lot going on at YouTube, too. Don't think there's not a lot of conversations happening at YouTube. I am not going to say any names, but just because you don't hear me talking, do not think that I have forgotten about all the people who are making online unsafe community. I write stories that people don't like, and I don't always get it right. Like Megan Thee Stallion, I said that you didn't support Normani's single. I was wrong. I take that back. I apologize. I got that wrong. I did not see those receipts. I saw them later. I said that on Vigo. I said that, you know, I was telling Tamar that you hadn't supported Normani. I apologize. I got that wrong. When you own it, you own it. That's what grown people do. But I'm just really big on why the fact people are attacking these black women or these women of color like Cardi while she's pregnant. Or Remy Ma, who's minding her business, raising her baby. Why are you just deciding to attack people for no reason? It's one thing to report the news, but then to create lies and deceit and to send paperwork that you threatening to sue me for telling Instagram to look into your verification. I just think that your verification wasn't accurate. And guess what they said? That they don't understand how you got it. I know how you got it. That's why you sent me the cease and desist. I believe I know. Let me say this. I believe it's my opinion that I believe I know how you got it. And this document trying to scare me is telling me that you know I know. Because you know Jason Lee don't do nothing but bring the receipts. You know that. I just laid it out for you. So at this point, I'm going to rule on the matter. My opinion, as Judge Jason, the ruler of the highest court of T, you are a scary-ass clown who's trying to play with the big dogs, but you can't because you got too much tea. You got too much tea. You don't want nobody to know. What Owen doing with that PPP loan? What's going on over there? Huh? Milagro ain't said nothing. I ain't even called Granny yet. All them fake emails you got going over there. And I called Tory Lanez and I told him myself, because I like Tory, to have a conversation with you, Milagro, because I know you're trying to do something with him. Let me tell you, don't leave my name out. Don't, y'all don't want this, because I'm not running for none of these problems, none. But what I will say, Ra, your document, return to sender. I told my attorney, reject it. I told my attorney I'm going to talk about it tonight. I'm going to keep on talking about it. And Instagram, Adam, the head of Instagram, you're doing a phenomenal job over there taking control of your community. Because it is a privilege to be on Instagram. I built a company that's on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple, Foxhole, VH1, MTV, iHeart. I'm everywhere. Not just Instagram. I don't just rely on Instagram. I'm not an Instagram blog. I am a multimedia company. I'm all over the motherfucking planet with everything. So I ain't worried about Instagram changing algorithms or whatever. But I work closely with Instagram to make sure that I keep our community safe in what we do. And that's why I'm looking at Gossip in the City and my friends at Neighborhood Talk. I want them all to flourish with Instagram, too, because they're doing their job. I'm not saying they get it all right. I don't know what they do because I'm not looking at them. But I'm helping out people who are legitimately out here doing this media thing. Now, if the rules say that if you lose your Instagram for violating the terms and conditions that you can no longer open an account under that company name, and I say, wait a minute, that's what y'all told me. What's going on over there? That's my right to have an opinion about that if I feel it's unfair. And if it's my opinion that I think there's some backdoor dealing based on who's doing it and based on conversations that I'm having with Instagram, that's my opinion. And if you say Ari Fletcher can't send you a document, why'd you send me one? What's good for the goose is good for the gander, right? Put a picture of me and Nicki Minaj up. Nicki, we make a way better team than you and Ra. Nicki, how about you call me? If Nicki calls this phone and Cardi calls this phone, ooh, the world would go crazy, wouldn't they? Because, see, if Cardi and Nicki were ever to make up, they wouldn't need you. And why is it that you guys pick on Cardi when she's pregnant? The girl out here minding her business, pregnant as hell, doing her thing, and y'all, why y'all hating on Cardi? What is that about? See, I'm not even riding hard for Cardi like I could be because I'm trying to stay neutral. But I see it. Now that I'm starting to see it, I'm about to start getting in my bag again because now we got to work. So anyway, Ra, you tried to impede my business. I never sued you for that. I don't know what the statute of limitations are. I probably still got time. Don't play with me because y'all actually violated the NDA. Jerozlyn did. Y'all was plotting on my time. And so now you're trying to go after Remy Ma, who's like literally out the way minding her business, trying to wake that up again. Remember, you were friends with her. And then when you saw your opportunity with Nicki, you moved over there to try to prove your loyalty to her, and now you're doing all of Nicki's dirty work. And then I know who's a part of that whole team. I know it all. The next thing I'm going to do if y'all fuck with me is I'm going to draw a damn diagram so y'all can see it. I'm going to get a pointer, and I'm going to point it all out. Then I'm going to start pulling all y'all to you and really, really seeing what's going on. But when you guys come up here and talk to me, do you think when you guys want to see a Nicki and Cardi reunion, Motorsport, put that, like, come out and perform it somewhere? I don't know. Okay, we'll talk about that next. Enough of that. Let's get into the merch. I want you to go right now to my website, HollywoodUnlocked.com/shop. Make sure you are getting all of the merch available to you because we're in the process of coming up with new merch. And baby, when I say you, sick day, go to HollywoodUnlocked.com/shop right now. And also, if you're a super fan, go to our YouTube channel right now at YouTube.com/HollywoodUnlocked and subscribe. It's only $1.99. All of your support matters. And it helps me with all these lawsuits that I'm getting just for telling the tea. Go support it now. Am I done with the tea? Because you ain't moving nothing, so am I done? Production is not paying attention over here. I'm telling you, I'm doing my job. Go to our Instagram right now and follow us because we are verified at Gag Nation. This is it right here. In case you've never seen us, you should be following us. Everybody else is. Okay. Also, if you're not following me on Bego, here's my Bego ID. I'm going to be over there later on tonight, probably for like 30 minutes before I get a jacuzzi. Mm-hmm. The only Jason Lee. Go over there. All right, look. It's time for Gag with Jason. Let me bring up my people right now. Number one, 402 Gagging. The Gag Nation is coming. Make sure that if you come through our video chat, enable your echo cancellation. And if you're calling in, please pay attention to the phone. The phone call, not the stream, because you may miss your chance to gag with me, okay? All right. Whew. Did we get through a lot tonight or what? That was a lot. Let me see what time it is. It's already 9 o'clock? Jesus. It's already 9 o'clock. I'm cutting into my cuddle time. Not that I have anybody to cuddle with, but, you know, I am fresh off the Miami boat. All right. Well, let's bring some people up here. It's time to gag with me, guys. Let's take a phone call first. Hello? I don't hear anybody. Hello?
Hey, Jason.
Hi.
Hi, it's me, Meg. I just wanted to comment on the baby.
Okay.
I am so irritated by his ignorant ass. First of all, how many free clinics has his picture up with a whole warning sign because he's out in these streets passing around super STDs, herpes, warts. Okay, allegedly. I kind of feel like we're moving backwards with that. When you were talking about that, my skin was boiling because it just reminds me of the 80s. I don't know why gay equals HIV and AIDS. AIDS is an equal opportunity to disease. It has no fucks to give about whether you're straight, gay, bisexual, them, they, it, her. It doesn't care. So... anyway, I just think he has the ignorant hood mentality. He's just fronting. He probably don't have nothing against gay people. But you know how these idiots act out in these streets. So, anyway, I just wanted to vent about that.
Well,
and,
thank you, Mary. I miss you. I haven't heard from you in a while.
Bringing us all joy. Huh?
I said I haven't heard from you in a while. Thank you so much. Good to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Finalizing a whole divorce, all that kind of stuff. So, but I'm back now.
Well, welcome back. Thank you. Keep in touch. Next caller. Hello? Hello? Next caller? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Can you hear me? Yes. Okay.
Clear.
Now, I just want to touch on the baby. The baby is a bitch for coming for Megan and the Tory Lanez situation. I believe Tory did shoot Megan, allegedly, whatever.
Allegedly.
He did do it because I believe he has little man syndrome. I believe Cardi B and Nicki can make up. I believe that they can, you know, get their relationship together. I just believe just leave the fight out of it, though. Just leave the fight out of it. Fuck Riley. Let her do whatever she wants to do. Just, I wouldn't even pay her anymore. Okay, and then the last thing, with Boosie, he just has a just something that all heterosexual men have, and it's just he's just too fucking ignorant and straight, and there's just a lack of common sense.
Mm. Okay, well, thank you. That's a lot to consider. Mm-hmm. Straight and common sense. Okay. Next caller. Thank you, caller. Hi.
Hey, Jason. This is Trent. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Trent?
I'm good. Just a couple of things I want to touch base on. The baby, first of all, he needs to put his old undercover gay ass down somewhere because
allegedly,
like he's done something back in his allegedly. I just feel like he done something nasty back in his day with some boys or whatever. Now he's just traumatized or something about that. Second thing I want to talk about is why Ali's old man looking at her. She is coming from the wrong person. He has several feet. So that's all I want to really touch bases on with you. I love you. You're doing good out there.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Let me take a call here. Okay, so you've been watching the show, Nicole. What's up?
Hey.
Hi.
Since the very beginning, first thing I wanted to say is that Rihanna's story was absolutely bomb.com. And Lil' Kim and Mary J. Blige, epic. I don't understand why Lil' Kim is still, like, not revered as the queen that she is. Lil' Kim, I mean, what could you say? Not only just started a whole genre, like, Lil' Kim is everything. That hardcore album, it was never done before. It wasn't like it was a blueprint before her. You know what I mean? Kim, always the queen. What else I wanted to say? Lil Nas X, I think he is absolutely hilarious. Like, he is poking fun at what people think should be the norm. You know what I mean? And he's just letting motherfuckers know, like, he is here. I love it. I'm here for it all.
I agree. And I think he's making people uncomfortable to deal with his reality and the reality of the world that we live in every day. And I'm here for all of it.
I am too. Like, I like making people uncomfortable. Like, I intentionally, like, make white people uncomfortable sometimes, you know, just because make them uncomfortable. Hell, they make us uncomfortable. So.
Okay. Well, shout out to making white people uncomfortable. All right, thank you. Hold on. Hey, Sharon.
Oh, gosh. See, you always catch me off guard. Hey, Jason. Look, before we even get into it, yes, I'm in a car. I am moving from San Antonio to Georgia. And commitment, baby, I wouldn't miss Gagging or Jason Lee for the world. So, yes, we are reporting to you with the Messy Report in a car. Now, Jason, I want to say congratulations on all of your new adventures and your new opportunities that you have coming. I'm so proud of you, and you deserve it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Lil Nas X, I'm not mad at him. I think that we see pussy prints, titties, asses all day long. We need to see a couple swinging dicks. We need to see more swinging dicks, actually. So I'm not mad at it. You know what I'm saying? Props to Lil Nas X. Now, this voice fella, you know what I'm saying? All he's doing is causing people to be on the DL even more. And he looks like one of those dudes that gets fucked on Sunday listening to Donnie McClurkin, allegedly. While listening to Donnie McClurkin. So, you know, I think that we need to be careful of doing shit like that because, did you catch that? I think we need to be careful with that because that's what shames people and causes them to want to be on the DL. Now, you can't look at him, Jason, and tell me that nigga don't look like him.
Why Donnie McClurkin, though? He's doing Sunday's best.
He is doing Sunday's best, and so is voice. He's doing Sunday's best up his ass. Okay, because we all know,
like,
Jason, that is usually with people, everybody that's all finicky and gets offended by gays, there's something there. There's nothing that should make you upset or where you have to speak out, and you have absolutely nothing to do with the fucking situation. We don't even know who the fuck you are. And you speaking out about it. There's something that makes you feel uncomfortable, and that goes for Lil Boosie as well. Now, moving on, Roland Ray. Now, Roland Ray ain't put no magic on nobody. He ain't put no voodoo on nobody because if he could, he would make it so he can motherfucking walk again, and let's call it what it is. That is just the truth, okay? So if Roland Ray could not roll, then he wouldn't be rolling. So he ain't putting no voodoo on nobody, okay? Now, I do agree. agree with him. I do agree with him. I do think that Coy Leray's performance was garbage and that it was boring. I don't know if people were trying to determine if that was a dude, if that was a woman. Her dancers looked like they were confused. So Coy Leray, let's do a little bit better with that. JT is dealing with frustration on being number two in the group. That's what it is, because she could never, ever in her life, let's keep it clear, smack a microphone or what she tried to snatch it from Carisha, a.k.a. Young Miami, okay? Now let's move on to the baby. Now with Megan Thee Stallion, I ain't mad at him what he did with Corey. You know what I'm saying? I think Megan is the new Raw. You know, people fuck with her in the beginning and then they see how shiesty she is. And then they don't fuck with her no more. Her own best friend stopped fucking with her. So when people stop fucking with people, all of a sudden, your man, the baby, your best friend, okay, then you may be a cancer that's adding to that situation. So I ain't mad at the baby for that. Now, the baby on the homophobic slurs, I feel like that the baby looks like he's somebody that likes to get his booty tickled, and ain't nothing wrong with that. We need to normalize booty tickling. You know what I'm saying? Because we don't normalize it, it makes people like the baby allegedly afraid to come out. Is that the reason why you and Danny Lay broke up? Okay, tell us the real reason you guys broke up. Danny Lay, you ain't got to be scared, boo. Let us know. Okay, now moving on. Now T.I. and T.I., here go this dumb motherfucker that's talking about some I respect this and respect that. Nigga, did you respect the women that you was motherfucking drugging? Allegedly. Okay, you know what I'm saying? Niggas, I always want to jump in something. And I done seen videos, and I ain't going to say no motherfucking name because I learned my lesson last time. Okay, but I done seen this. I know what y'all be doing in them barbershops. I'm going to leave that. Now bringing it back to the base, you realize you still bash the gay community. Even when you came out with your statement afterwards, how are you going to say, and I quote, that your gay fans are not nasty and don't have AIDS? Just because you do does not mean that you are nasty or you were being nasty to get it. For a lyricist, you are motherfucking dumb, okay? Now, and if you're saying that sick in a parking lot is trashy, nigga, well, then I'm trashy, and all the that you just, you suck and you trash, which is probably because you want to be jailed. All the places that you motherfuckers suck or getting stuck. I'm sorry, allegedly. Let's move on. Raleigh, this is why you are not a blogger, because you don't know the facts, you sure don't know the fucking laws. Jason got his ducks in a row. You thought you was going to come for someone like Jason, he didn't have ducks in a row. Now, Raleigh, we need to see some ducks, and I'm going to stop. Clout chasing, shit starting, and rolling right back his wig, okay? Everybody remember, you can't trust a giant. Lil Boosie, I'm going to tell you right now, the person that you need to go see about getting your motherfucking Instagram taken down is Tasha, okay? They done confused y'all together, starting all this mess, and now they done took your motherfucking page down. Bitch, get that shit up, okay? Now, that's all for the messy report. Remember, there's nothing too messy for the rest, messy report, and we got this so you don't have to stress. That's all, Jason.
I'm finna get out of here because I know a lawsuit is coming.
You put the disclaimer up. We put the disclaimer up.
They read that shit.
My views, and y'all motherfuckers can't find me on Instagram because I changed my name.
Sharon, I'm getting you off my screen before I get sued. Man, why don't you clear the air? Clear the room like that.
I'm just catching in. Listen, I love your show. Gag Nation is the motherfucking place to be. I'm in my bed. I'm a truck driver. I'm in my bed. Back here, I got to go to sleep because I got to get up and drive in a minute, in a couple hours. So, but I couldn't miss this. I could not miss this for the world. You're amazing.
Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm sorry we kept you up, but these people are crazy.
Baby, listen. Listen. Fully entertained. But listen, man, take that bitch Ra Ali, the motherfucking pole house with her trifling ass. Everybody know that bitch a thief. Get her out of there.
It's a lot of double standards for me.
Me too. It's the same for me too. But I love you. Keep doing your thing. When I tell you, when you come with them receipts, baby, woo, they can't fuck with you. It's Jason. Chase and Lee for the win for me, baby. Always.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. Listen.
Hey. Now she did a read like out of this world. I love that shit. I love that shit. Tell Sharon she always got it for me. Always.
Love you, Weedy Poo.
Hey, love you too. Love you too, Sharon. That read, because I was about to hit on Lil Boosie, but she took it out of my head. I'm like, damn. But she, and Ra Ali, what that? Okay. And that wig was packed down. She should have had her wig like I had mine.
I keep it short. So I definitely want to start with Lil Nas X. Now, Jason, you know Lil Nas X went from being a trolling ass barb to a motherfucking star. And at this point, we really can't deny it. We can't deny it at this point. First, the song Industry Baby is fire. And it's also produced by Kanye West. I think I should let that be known. But by the way, now, Jason, I like Jack Harlow as a rapper. And I think he killed his verse, but it would have been so much more historic for hip-hop if a black rapper was featured on the song. But it goes to show that the homophobia is real in the black community. So black men, please, let's do better. Because we can't do the same thing white people did to us, to people choosing to live their life the way they want to live it. With the baby. Now, Jason, the baby needs to become the man. Because this is fucking baby behavior. Second, I'm disappointed as a fan because it was an unnecessary attack on people who suffer from HIV or AIDS. Us as black people, again, we got to do better. And T.I. need to grow the fuck up, unlike that shit on his head he called fucking hair. And the last thing I want to say about Ra Ali, because we already handled her last week, this is the same John who got her ass whooped by Sky from the Black Ink Crew. And then she snuck into Diddy's party thinking she was Muhammad Ali, and got fucking dragged. Her new name needs to be Ra Alley Cat, because she about to be homeless, digging through those trash cans just like those fucking stray-ass cats. That's all I got to say, Jason.
Y'all are so messy tonight. I'm not dealing with
that.
You too, Wiggy Boo. All right. Amberlynn, what do you think?
I just want to say for the baby, I could tell that while he was leaned back with his nipple being tweaked that he likes to play on the mic. So all that shit he was talking, he was probably sucking dick before he even got out of the car in the parking lot.
No. That's it. That is it. Thoughts and prayers. Listen, you call me, I'm sending them y'all phone numbers, all of y'all, because y'all all a mess. Who raised you people? Don't blame it on me either. I'm going to have to go pray. All right, well. I know my team is ready to get out of here. It's a lot. Yeah, how many assets today? 45 assets? See, I be hard on Johnny, but he got two little ass screens with all these goddamn assets over there. He don't know what's what. We ain't even got time to label shit. I be changing shit 30 minutes before the show. All right. When you think about the things that you can't live without, what's at the top of your list? Mine? Rihanna. Is it material things like your cell phone? Those late night scrolls on the dark side of Twitter? Or Rihanna? Is it your car to make sure that you get your 9-to-5 on time, unlike Kelvin? Or Rihanna? Or is it the little thing that you hide in the back of your sock drawer to get you through those lonely nights? Who made it about your sock drawer? I want to know. Maybe you can't live without your medicinal? I don't do none of that. Y'all know I don't do drugs. I just drink. You know what I mean? But what I've come to find out is that I can't live my life without someone else trying to bring me down. It's getting to the point where I just wake up and expect for someone to say something or try me, whether it's online or Vigo, wherever, they always trying it. And I don't care at all anymore because I can talk to Rihanna every day. I'm on. I can. If you're not getting me a check,
or checking on my well-being, I could honestly care less. If you're not part of the game, I really don't care. I'm getting ready to head into my birthday month. And as I transition into another year, I'm realizing that small things matter the most. This year, I'm going to accept all lessons as they come. This month, August, I'm going so hard that I got my doctor coming over tomorrow to give me the IV. Not heroin, vitamins. This week, I challenge you all to take a moment to appreciate the little things that mean the most to you. Don't get consumed with trying to keep up with the Joneses, because you never know just how messy their household is. And remember one thing. I'm friends with Rihanna. And you guys can't stop that. That's it, you guys. Look, that's a wrap. I'm going to go over to Bigo just for a quick second. But look, we're back at it next Tuesday with an all-new show, and I can't wait to look back and gag again. So make sure you stay tuned. But also subscribe to me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Also go over to HollywoodUnlocked.com and register for my daily newsletter. And also make sure that you are streaming us, because as much as a live show we are also a podcast. We're everywhere. People be streaming to us in their cars. All right, look, and let me make sure I give you my phone number right now in case you don't have it. It's 310-388-6463. There it is right there below. Make sure that you text me. Yes, it's really me. Until then, I'm going to take my skinny ass out of here. Bye.
All right. That was long. I didn't mean for it to be that long, y'all. But it happens in this business. You want to be a professional blog? You know, you got to put the truth up there. Because you can't be sued by the person you're talking about for wrong information. And like he said, Riley sent him a cease and desist letter. You're not a legit blog to even send a cease and desist letter to Jason Lee. Yep. Not even legit. And if he said that he talked to the head of Instagram, and the head of Instagram said he don't know how you got your verification, meaning that you paid somebody for it. Somebody done put a check next to your name because you paid them for it. So I appreciate you joining your girl. The mail we can pay to the airwaves. Yep. Next show is the Indie Experience. We know the best in the music playing for y'all. So I'm going to say peace, one love. Bye-bye now.